Two bodies represented by red and blue dots are at equal distance from an intersection and are moving towards the intersection with equal speeds. The red dot is moving eastward and the blue dot southward, and they collide. Relating to red dot, the surface seems to move west and the blue dot southwest. Eastward velocity of the red dot relate to the ground observer should be reversed and added to the velocity of the blue dot, and this gives the velocity of the blue dot relate to the red dot as southwest. The reversed velocity of the red dot is shown as green arrow directed westward, and yellow arrow directed southwest is the velocity of the blue dot relate to red dot. Related to blue dot, the surface seems to move northward and the red dot northeast. Southward velocity of the blue dot relate to the ground observer should be reversed and added to the velocity of the red dot, and this gives the velocity of the red dot relate to the blue dot as northeast. The reversed velocity of the blue dot is shown as green arrow directed northward, and yellow arrow directed northeast is the velocity of the red dot relate to the blue dot. Consider this situation. If wind is blowing eastward relate to ground observer at some speed, an observer moving southward at same speed notices the wind to be blowing in the northeast direction. A northward velocity is seen to be possessed by the wind in addition to its eastward velocity. Every observer assumes himself to be at rest and the objects he observes to have his reversed velocity. A very familiar observation about rotational motion should make this idea clearer. Sun seems to be going around the earth from east to west, and we had no clue at all for a very long time that we are in fact rotating from west to east.